What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of our Seven Figure Fitness Business Podcast. Now, in today's episode, we're actually going to dive into something one of my mentees asked me last week. Every week, I meet with a couple of young guys that I mentor, and one of them asked me, "Hey, Gee, what are the biggest mistakes that you've made in like life or business? What would you do differently if you were to go back and do it again?" One of the biggest mistakes that I've made in business is just working with the wrong people, aligning yourself with people who don't truly have your best interests in it at heart, and aligning yourself with people who talk a good game, but don't actually back it up. So one of the things, as I was reflecting recently, when you see a red flag, if you're engaging in business with somebody or you're engaging in business with people, and you see a red flag, right, and people show you their true colors, when they show you their true colors the first time, believe them and take the necessary actions to remove yourself from that situation. So for me, I've made a mistake several times in the past where people show me their true colors, I see some red flags, and I don't believe them because I'm like, oh, you know what, let me give them the benefit of the doubt, right? Or let me just, you know, see if I can help turn things around. And that bit me in the butt several times. And there are lots of people who will say, oh, you know what, I respect you, or you're awesome, or I want what's best for you, all this stuff. And then behind the scenes, they're plotting against you, right? And there are lots of examples like that. And so you got to be very, very careful who you align with, especially in business. I've noticed, like, when I align with the wrong people, not only does it affect my reputation, but it also starts to, in the minds of people who've been negatively impacted by the people that I may have aligned with, they start to put you in the same category simply because you're guilty by association. For me, if I was to go back and redo things, some of the different decisions that I've made in business, one of the things was, like, for me now, I'm like, if I see a red flag and somebody shows me their true colors, I'm going to believe them the first time and get the hell out of Dodge, right? And make sure that I'm able to get out. And in any business engagement, whether it's partnership, whether it's any kind of like joint venture, anything that involves contract, make sure there's a clear exit where it's like there's a clear ripcord where if things aren't going as you or the other party intend, you can clearly pull the cord, part ways without having to go through any, worry about any legal ramifications. So for me, that's probably like one of the biggest things. I'm like, looking back, it's definitely a big regret that I have. And moving forward, learned a great lesson is like, if somebody shows me their true colors, right, and I start to see red flags, I'm going to exit and make sure there are provisions in place. If I have a contractual obligation, make sure there are provisions in place that allows me to rip the cord, exit, part ways cleanly, and not have to worry about any litigation that comes along with that. So that was a great question that he asked, and I hope in me sharing that with you, that you start to pay closer attention to the relationships that you have, specifically when it comes to business and the people that you're doing business with. Pay close attention, because no amount of money is worth your reputation, your integrity, or your peace of mind. Hope you found that helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Deuces.